two sales reps, and a director of sales held a meeting to discuss how to increase company profits. The first sales rep said, "To increase sales, we need to cost down." The second sales rep said, No, not cost down. We need to level up our quality." The director shook his head. "No, I think we need to skill up our sales team." I'm Paul Preston from Venture English. This is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English about English for English learners. What were the problems in the sales rep's conversation? Well, if you noticed three problems, you were listening closely. The words cost down, level up, and skill up were all used in the conversation. These are examples of Japanese English, because these English words have entered Japanese. And many Japanese speakers of English believe they can be used the same way in English. But the words changed form when they entered Japanese. So we can't cost up or down, or level up or down in English. Cost, level, and skill are nouns, not verbs. In English, as a rule, we can only add prepositions to verbs to create new meaning. We rarely add prepositions to nouns, and if we do, it is often only in slang phrases, not appropriate for business. Alternatives to cost up, level up, or skill up could be increase the cost, raise the level, or improve the skills. Or how about bring up the level, or bring the cost up? The last example uses the phrase cost up, but the word up is connected to the verb bring, not the noun cost.
What?
If that sounds complicated, don't worry. Just remember to use the whole phrase, bring the cost up, or bring the level up. You can also use the verb take, as in take the skill up, or take the level up.
Whoa!
Alternatives to cost down could be decrease the cost, lower the cost, or bring the cost down. I doubt anyone would want to lower the level or bring the skill down, but you can use these phrases for those examples too, if you really want to.
Yeah.
So, remember, we can't cost down or level up. We can only add up or down to verbs. Instead, try to use bring down the cost, or raise the level, or any of the other alternative ways I mentioned earlier. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any English questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, visit our website and leave a comment on the comments page. Thanks for listening. See you next week. I'm Paul Preston, and this has been 3-Minute English.